When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to this episode of Emergency Intercom. We're going to talk about traffic, the weather, pop culture.
Your weather report for today is put some sunscreen on. The UV is at a 9.
Is it actually today?
There's a hole in the ozone layer.
Okay, yes.
Isn't 9 very low?
No, 9 is high.
Is lit.
10 is like, shit. Like kind of peak.
10, go out, you're cooking.
Oh, it is. It is 9.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just intuitively knew that. I could just feel it. I could just feel it.
He checks the weather app so often.
You didn't know that?
I think you love it.
I actually did not see it, but I do check the weather app all the time, which is a perfect segue into what I wanted to talk about, was the super tornado outbreak that just happened in the Midwest.
Wait, was there more than one?
Oh, there was like 20. Like there were like 5 tornadoes on the ground at the same time from the same cell, like across like Nebraska, Oklahoma shit. Like, y'all, it's crazy how I just know these things. I just can predict natural disasters, and it may take a few weeks to like actually come to fruition, but I do say it and they do happen within 3 years. Within 3 years, they
you
happen.
Have,
I don't like, look, know if that's like necessarily. Yo,
there's gonna be an earthquake in LA soon.
How soon? Like,
it's earthquake weather, baby.
How many days?
Within 3-5 years.
No, I believe you because you have like female's intuition.
Yeah, it's a period, but don't say the F word.
Yeah, sorry. Don't say we can bleep it.
You sound like so gross when you do that.
Totally. Female.
You're such a female. Wow.
It's giving female.
My female friend. You're my feline friend.
Oh.
Period.
Okay.
Well, Drew has admitted to me multiple times that he likes to just say things are going to happen so that people go like, oh my God, he knew.
Yeah. When I die, people are going to make a compilation video of everything that I ever predicted. And it's going to go viral as fuck.
You're going to be dead.
We're trending number one on Twitter.
You know what? That's true because you, I think like a couple years ago, you were like, oh, something big is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 years later,
you walked into my life.
Oh, shit. Wait a second.
Yeah, do you get it?
You know what's crazy is that actually wasn't what I was talking about. I was talking about I got nominated. I don't know if you guys saw this on TikTok. I got nominated to be in the Turkish Quandale Dingle movie.
What is that?
You don't know TikTok Riz Party?
Okay, no, y'all are not bringing that here. This is my safe space where we like avoid. Like, that's where we like keep those things out.
Turkish Quandale Dingle.
No, I hate that.
It's
like, is that a real name?
Yes, it's yeah. Blue Tie Kid and Twerkish Quandale Dingle.
Drew, you know what I got? Group leader.
What am I?
I don't think you got cast.
Oh, wait, I did see that fucking video, actually.
Right?
Yes, I did. It was like a slideshow of a bunch of people, and you were cast as the group leader.
Yeah.
Find that video.
All right, I'll pull it up.
My God. But I like don't understand that. Anything I've seen about that like TikTok lore, I have skipped so quickly. Like
really?
From the moment I saw it. And I remember when that video first got uploaded like a few months ago, I almost posted on my story and was like, this is my ideal nightmare. Or not ideal nightmare. It's like my peak nightmare is being in a room with a bunch of fucking high school kids screaming a song by like
it was a sweet
fucking what's his nuts? Kanye West. Like that's my nightmare is to be in that room. And then it became a thing.
But no, what they're doing, they're doing this again. So like, I guess it's becoming like a trend. There's two like trends on TikTok right now. It's to make like a random fucking video, the most viral video of all time. And like, it becomes this like trend to like, give it likes, give it attention, give it, make it your profile picture, share it with all your friends.
Oh my God,
like,
what if we did that with our podcast?
Yeah, someone do that with this episode of Emergency Intercom, please. And then,
so like
one of them, like, they always compare, like, the Bella Porch, like, oh, this is the most liked video of all time. And now it's, like, a raccoon dancing to this song, and it has, like,
I thought the strawberries like, covered in chocolate.
That was one of them. It got dethroned, actually. Yeah, it got dethroned by, like, dogs in, like, hoodies or something like that, and now it's a raccoon.
Well, I know what I want my
They're filming a biopic. Yo, this eats. So it's Kai, that motherfucker.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, that dude.
Jonah
okay,
Hill.
As Red Tomato Boy.
Well, I want this TikTok to be the most liked one.
Before we move on, what they're doing is they're doing the same thing to that Coco girl. Who the fuck is Coco? She doesn't even go to our school. And I need to set it fucking straight. Y'all need to leave that fucking girl alone, because I know a lot of the girls making fun of her for wanting to fit in and get a word in, talking to the cute person, like whatever it is. Like, I know some of the people making fun of her just see a little bit of themselves inside of her. And y'all need to flip the script like you always do, because y'all were making fun of the TikTok Riz party and then you made them like lore and famous. Y'all need to do the same fucking thing to Coco, because like,
no,
that girl does not deserve that.
The girl who called out Coco.
Yeah.
Also, I saw a good TikTok about it where it was like, the tea of it all is this girl must be one of the more popular girls, because why doesn't she know that Coco goes to school?
Literally. Why doesn't she know Coco? Who the fuck is Coco?
I want this to be the most. The way this made me laugh at the gym yesterday was like actually diabolical. Like, I was on the treadmill and I was like crying on the treadmill, and the guy next to me was running and kept looking over at me, and I had to like stop the treadmill and like bend over and pant from laughing so hard.
We work out on different floors, and she sent it to me, and I just got finished hitting my PR, which is about like 400 pounds on the bench press, and like the video like popped up in front of my face, and I was pushing up on 480, and the laugh just like exerted it out, and that was after 1,000 push-ups. But that video.
Wait. You were just trying to casually say that you were like basically bench pressing 480.
Yeah.
There's no way you can't.
Well, you've been SARMs maxing, right?
Yeah. I've been,
no. Okay. Enough. That's not what we were doing. Y'all are not saying all these weird fucking words to me. I don't want them in my brain. I don't want to be a part of that. I do a very good job of making sure my TikTok timeline is nothing but people getting abused by the British horses, girls being cute, and like music video snippets, and then like gay memes.
SARMs maxing and bone smashing.
Stop, what is that? I don't like bone smashing. Sounds like fucking. Like that sounds like something a bridge like, bone smashing. Like
fucking bone smashing.
I'm a bone smasher.
Oh, like, fucking tallywag. Yeah. Oh, fucking shit. They take a hammer and they break their fucking bones in their face to like rebuild it. Yeah.
Some of you need self-love for real. I love the British horses abusing tourists. Like, it literally is so funny.
There's more.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of them. They get beat the fuck up by these hoes. And like, okay, I'm sorry, but why do you want a picture with the horse? Like, what is so special about
That's my prediction. Horse girl couture. I swear to God.
We passed that.
No. I know we passed that, but the trend cycle is going to revert it back. So we did like Catholic core. Like now it's going to be like horse girl couture.
Horse girl couture is already in.
But not like, not in the way that it was
You're
before.
Doing the thing with like someone's like, here's my trend forecast. And they say like the five most popular things on the planet.
I think tank tops are going to be in for this summer. Tank tops and flip flops.
Like, no one in the summer is going to be wearing like sweaters and jeans, like nothing, like because it's like hot. So you don't want to wear that. That's not the vibe.
Sunscreen and deodorant and Bangin' Kai's mama from the back is going to be a big trend.
But that might be falling out of trend.
It's already ran through.
Yeah, it's ran through. Yeah. Like too many people have hit.
That was big in 2019.
Yeah.
That was one of the bigger trends.
Yeah, but I guess it's been 5 years now. So isn't that scary?
The trend cycle.
Has it been 5 years? I thought it was only 1 year since 2019.
Dude,
max.
No, it's been 5 years.
We're age maxing, y'all.
Shut the fuck up. Y'all are age maxing. I still have my youth.
How the hell are you going to love somebody else if you can't even love yourself?
RuPaul?
No, me.
No, RuPaul
quote,
says
Drew,
that, like
quote,
every episode.
In, start quote, end quote, Drew Phillips. How the hell are you going to love anybody else if you can't even love yourself? mamas.
How did she end it?
Thanks for spilling. Thanks for spilling.
After we have like an intimate talk, I'll be like, thanks for spilling your tea, my queen.
For spilling.
But back to the tornadoes thing, I like was looking them up because I kept getting them on my timeline. So I was like, oh, I want to like look up like what happened, whatever. The comments, like the things people say about natural disasters in comments will always crack me up. Because I'm like, first of all, not only did like actual people get devastated by this, so like don't come in here with conspiracy theories, but like I'm sorry, they actually cracked me up. This one, like I was in bed like giggling my ass off.
They're
at
firing the tornado machines.
Someone said, this is the third tornado video I see in a different location. ... What is happening?
Like, you mean like weather patterns? Like yeah. That is like has happened in the Midwest every single year for the last 1,000 years.
Yeah, so the first top reply was like, you mean springtime in the Midwest? Like, what are you talking about?
Ever heard of Tornado Alley?
Oh. but yeah, those kind of, like, people are like, the world is, what's happening to the world? Like, I love when people start saying that on, like, natural disasters and just, like, nature being nature and unpredictable and, like, yeah. Ramping up. Obviously, like, part of it is, like, not this necessarily, but there are other things that have been happening that are just global warming. But even that, I'm like, the answer is right there. Like, literally all you have to do is Google it. But people get in comments and they're like, wait a second.
Also,
we usually don't have rain. Why is it raining? What's happening?
On top of all of that, like, we do live in a more, like people film things more often.
No,
and
literally.
Not only that, but they post things to the internet. Because, like, every tornado since, like, 2012 has been filmed by literally everyone. Yeah. But they just didn't have a place to upload it. And TikTok can make every fucking thing go viral. With that said, the tornado footage from these last couple outbreaks has been the greatest footage of tornadoes I've ever seen.
Yeah,
like,
it is insane.
I'm a connoisseur. Y'all can go back and look. I fucking love tornadoes.
Not
Reno
trying
was
to claim like being like a tornado.
No. I get the claim.
Like, y'all
I
go
get
back,
to claim it.
Clock my teeth.
I
like,
get
I've
to claim it.
Tornado.
I get to claim it. Like, my hometown was ravaged by one. Like, ever since then, I was just like obsessed. And I've been saying one thing for so long before the. Whatever. I'm not even going to get into it.
No one can trust and believe. No one's going to take your tornado chasing
flag.
Wow. No one,
it's
no one in their right.
It's Drew Day. It's just the Drew is so fucking stupid day.
Can you get water?
No, absolutely not. Me and Kai fell in love.
Get me water. Get me water.
Okay.
Yeah. Pick it up after. Get me water now. And that's before gratuity, so get the water.
Oh my god, you just threw money at him?
Yeah, bitch.
Let me have that.
And look, he's gonna get me my water.
Let me have that.
Thank you.
What were you saying, Drew? You were about to say something crazy.
Give me my...
I was saying that...
You were about to say something crazy.
Me and Kai fell in love the other day. We had like a real moment. It was crazy.
What?
Yeah. We were on set for the... Wait, can we talk about it?
Not yet.
No, we can't.
But we can say that we were on set.
We were on set for Challengers 2 with me, Kai, and Drew.
Yes.
We were on set for helping Girthmaster film his new video.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We weren't. But we were on set, and I turned and I looked at Drew, and we locked eyes, and he went... Did we just fall in love for a second? And I was like, yes, we did.
It was
and
crazy.
It was so real, too.
It was very raw. It but was, it was so also real. Like hour 12 of the shoot, and we were just dissociating into each other's eyes. It was a magical moment, truly.
Did y'all hook up at the bathroom?
No.
Okay, then it's not real love. Like,
wouldn't let him hit in a million years.
Drew won't let me touch him.
He lets me touch him.
I know, and it fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, he begs. He's like, please come into my bed. Please come and lay in my bed.
I think I just don't want it enough. You know, I think that's the problem. It's like, I need to want it more. Mm-hmm. Drew wants to, what is it? You know, Whiplash, the like instructor that's like trying to bring out the best?
Yeah.
That's, so Drew is my instructor.
I'm training.
And I'm the drummer. And he wants to like.
And he has bloody hands and.
Yeah.
And all BBL.
Yeah, how the fuck did they pitch that movie? So like, I want to be a drummer, and this guy's like really about it, and like he's crazy.
I was actually thinking about the last time I watched Whiplash, which I really like it.
Is that
was
that like, shitty drumming movie?
Okay.
Oh,
like wow. That horrible drumming movie.
It's actually
movie.
Like held to high regard, actually.
And it's terrible, ye olde and fucking boring as fuck.
Dude, it's good. I liked it.
Oh, I'm glad y'all liked it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay, what's your favorite movie? Yeah, what's your favorite movie?
Minions Part 2.
I don't even think it's called Part 2. like it wouldn't be called Part 2.
Minions Go to Space.
Oh, this has nothing to do with tornadoes. I used to be obsessed with water parks, and last night I was cracking up because I saw like one of those GoPro videos of somebody going to like the new water slides, and it was like, you can pick the theme of this water slide, and like, oh, they picked jungle, and it was like all these really shitty projections of like a tiger
the
and like
snake bite.
Yeah, the snake bite and everything.
And you could see the corners of the projector because it like filled the screen, and it just looked like shit.
And I used to be so obsessed. I don't know if it was because growing up in Florida, there was Water Rapids, I think it's called. It's like Rapids Water Park. It's like a huge water park that everybody wants to go to. And like in school, when they would give you those like coupon sheets, there would always be a big Water Rapids one, which like, bitch, my family is broke as fuck. Like the $20 off is not going to get us to drive like 2 hours out. We need a hotel. Like, stop playing with me. But I think I went like once or twice in my lifetime. And first of all, water parks are fucking terrifying. Like,
they're so
like scary to get on a water ride, especially because as a kid I was so obsessed with them. I would look up videos and I would always find videos of people dying on them. Like, not actually,
oh my god,
dying,
that one, there's that specific one where they're in that raft and it's like the hills and he got fucking decapitated. Like, what?
So every time I'm getting on
that?
A water slide,
no.
I would
it's
think
not a video.
About it's not a video of it, but they like talk about the incident.
Oh my god.
So every time I would like go to a water park, that's all I could think about. I was like, I would be the one to die on this fucking slide right now. So that's all that would play in my mind. And then also, the older I get, the more I just realized there was piss and shit and poop in the fucking water.
Yeah.
And every time I was in the water, all I could think about was that. But in Miami, it was such a big thing to go to water parks. So I was at them all the fucking time. And the amounts of times that slides got shut down because some little kid shit himself on the fucking slide.
Sorry, like, guys, that was me.
Like, water parks low-key should be illegal, and that's my take on it. Like, it's literally biohazard as fuck. Like, it is so crazy. It's just piss and poop and shit.
I will say, though, there's no more euphoric feeling than, like, feeling zero gravity, having your belly out, and, like, flying down a warm water slide.
And
like,
it's literally just urine. The warm water is just
all of
urine.
It shooting up your landing nostrils in and pool. Into your mouth, like fully making sure you get dementia when you're older because of all the bacteria going
pool.
To your brain.
Yeah, the wave pool amoebas go crazy. Dude, I loved the wave pool so much.
The like way the you fucking said that was what? The wave pool of you.
The wave pool amoebas, they went crazy. I want them in my fucking
brain.
I'm so fucking crazy.
Scary,
I'm so fucking
though.
Crazy.
Like, I always felt like I was gonna drown, and I was not a good swimmer, and I would always just sneak in and try to go all the way back to the wall because I wanted the strongest wave, and I would always almost drown and always have to get saved by a lifeguard.
Have
and
you
they would
seen
always be mad at me, and I would always try to sneak back.
Have you seen the machines that like make the waves?
Isn't it just like the huge things that
they're
like
so scary, bro? Like,
imagine getting sucked into that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they a bunch of people have. That's the tea. But have y'all seen that one girl?
The tea, they're just not telling us.
I know, literally a conspiracy. That's what they put in those fucking burgers there is the squished kids. They like and they get squished by the fucking wave machine.
The more and more burgers the water parks come out with, the more and more kids go missing.
I've been noticing that. It's like minced meat. But
oh,
y'all seen that one girl, since you were talking about like amoebas and scabies and shit, that like she has Munchausen syndrome. Not Munchausen by proxy.
Oh, you were talking about it.
Actually, never mind. I'm not gonna talk about it. And that's that. Okay, well, this is the real tea. I wanted to talk about how Enya and Addison Rae quite literally stole my twin sister swag. And it's crazy. And it's like actually not even funny. And I know Madeline's like probably hella offended by it.
Girl, what the fuck are you talking about?
And just like, not to air your shit out like this, but hold on, wait, let me find the group chat. So you completely,
you're so annoying.
Y'all completely stole her swag.
Girl, that's been a swag since the dawn of time.
And she created it. She
created it. My first picture of me with my braces off is literally a photo like that, because I was like, me and my twin with straight teeth. And that's literally an IG post I have archived.
I don't know. I just think you were just inspired. And it's okay to be inspired.
I mean, I'll admit when I'm inspired, but I think you and your sister have the DNA of the killers.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
But yeah, no, we are inspired by her. I have a whole, what if you found out I had a whole IG dedicated to reposting Madeline's stuff?
And I mean, we literally did do that.
Oh, yeah.
dude, y'all, this is the most wicked shit.
On my own. Yeah. And living here, and when you were on the phone with her, you found recordings of me recording the screen when you're on FaceTime with her. And it was just really weird, sinister video.
Dude, that would be actually insane. But one of the most wicked, evil shit we've ever done is me, Jake, Dana, and Inya had made a fake fan account for my sister. made a fake fan account for my sister and then just acted like a crazy stalker person. Madeline caught on immediately. So then it became about tricking the public into believing that we were a crazy fan. And we were just saying the most out of pocket shit, the most wild shit.
We were Martha coded as fuck.
We were literally Martha coded. We would talk about Taco Bell literally all the time.
Taco Bell and Chipotle.
That was our favorite fucking thing. Or yeah, Chipotle. It was Chipotle. Yeah, we would just rant. And for 4 years after Madeline caught on, we would just still tweet on that account. Just being oh, I want a Chipotle
what was
bowl.
Her name?
I don't want to say it out loud, but I remember it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so basically the climax, we would tweet at Madeline and be I love you so much, can we please go to Chipotle together? And we would just
we would literally eat Steven alive. We would be that nasty fucking boyfriend of yours, he needs to fucking go. Just saying crazy shit.
We were literally cosplaying a crazy fan for fun. We were so bored. And then,
girl, we need to do that shit again. The most I felt alive when Madeline caught on and said she's calling the police and that they have our IP address and that the police are coming. I was horrified. I was no. And it was Steven's mom that called. Steven's mom was we're really freaked out over here. And she already knew at the time. Whatever. Crazy
vibes.
That's
so funny. But then once everybody was in on it, there were fans of Madeline and Steven who were we need to get this account gone. She's so weird. Cause we would be OMG,
we snuck into Madeline's room.
I have her sock. And we took a picture of one of her socks and we were I'm going to cherish this forever. I'm going to wear it right now. And then we would put it on my foot and tweet a picture of it and be I love her socks. They're so warm.
And then we one night, this was the climax of it all. This is what the whole account was leading up to, was when we were at this certain press play show and Madeline and Steven are aware of it now, and basically we orchestrated this whole thing where we were live tweeting it, and the tweets were for an account with 300 followers were going semi-viral, and people were what the fuck is this person talking about, and it was we were just basically saying we were gonna sneak into Madeline's room and take pictures of her. And we did. We went into Madeline's room, set up a camera, and it was me and Inya in one bed and Madeline and Steven in the other bed. And we had it set up where it took a picture of us and then we uploaded it. And then we were running and sprinting down the hallway and taking pictures as we're running away. And people were freaking out. And the tour manager,
oh my God, I heard that move. I had to run out of there and live tweeting, sneaking into the room.
And people fully were what the fuck? This is crazy. And our tour manager at the time was low-key scared as fuck, but also he didn't do anything about it.
He was do y'all know about this? And we were yes, we're so freaked out. And he's okay,
then they can just moved on, but whatever. But yeah, we went hard as fuck with
I miss her.
Yeah. Then I also had a Caitlyn Bennett stan account. I moved on from Madeline and I moved on to Caitlyn Bennett. But that's a story for another time.
No, that one's so good.
I'm saving it for Patreon. Sorry.
My favorite, like what I will say is my favorite tweet that you did is when you were like, I'm seeing codes in the sky. Yeah. And like,
I had like a full-fledged like story arc. Like,
he's doing it all by himself. Like I went into his room one day and he's like, you want to see something? And he went through this account he had been tweeting for like months.
No, years. It was
this random girl who was like obsessed with Caitlyn Bennett.
3 years when I showed, or 2 years when I showed you, and it went on for another year after that. And I did get Caitlyn Bennett noticed, and I did join group chats with Caitlyn Bennett fan accounts. And I was a sleeper cell. I would go in there and spread like misinformation about Caitlyn, and they'd be like, "Wait, what? Like, this is crazy." But that era of my life is over, and I will not apologize for anything.
And so you were cosplaying a girl who was like in love with Caitlyn.
Yeah, yeah, but she didn't know it. But that's as much as you get.
He built character differently.
I did delete it because I don't know why. I wish I kept it because like, but there was a moment afterwards where I was like, oh, this is like actually deranged crazy person behavior. And then now like it's that 2 years.
Two like, crazy bitches being like, it's not that crazy.
Yeah, it's not that crazy to pseudo stalk someone. But like post, like there's that like timeline where it's like, okay, you're in the moment. 2 years from now, you'll look back at what you're doing and you'll be like, dude, that is so fucking cringy. And then 2 years after that, you look back and you're like, damn, that was fucking lit. Like yeah. I was cool as fuck. I was in that like 2 years after stage where I was like, why the fuck was I doing that? And now 4 years later, I'm like, gag, like that was so fire.
Gag. Well, I decided that I don't understand pearls. Like, they don't make sense to me. Like, do they keep the clams alive?
I've seen some where they do keep the clams alive, but normally
does that not hurt, like, so fucking bad? Like, prying their fucking mouth open and, like, sticking sharp-ass utensils
like, imagine someone literally, like, pulling your jaw open, like, digging around in your brain with a scalpel and pulling out your pineal gland.
Of, like, somebody taking out, like, okay, first
pineal.
Are just clam tonsil stones. Let's talk about that. Like, pearls are literally just fancy tonsil stones.
You're talking about clam?
Yeah.
Clam chowder, tuna box, vagina.
Y'all, but we're talking about clams now. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Ew. Okay. I'm just... But they're just... Nah, no, we're leaving that in because y'all are fucking disgusting.
Cut that shit.
We're leaving it. They're just fancy tonsil stones. That's first of all. Second of all, that shit looks like it fucking hurts. Like, leave them alone, bro. Literally. Like, I was watching a video of somebody doing it to a live clam and then just, like, fucking ripping him open, taking it out, and, like, tossing it hard as fuck back into a bucket. I was like, damn, like, put some respect on his name. You just took all his fucking life's work out of his mouth.
They do donate the, like, innards to, like, farms and shit in local areas, which is kind of a vibe. So it turns them into pig slop. Those are the ones they kill. But did you know that they can literally like scar certain spots on the oyster? And like when you see like oyster shaped in hearts, you're like, yeah, that's fucking fake.
It's a clam. It's an oyster.
Whichever. I think it's a clam. I think it's a clam. But they can score certain spots on the clam in the shape that they want them to grow, and they can chip certain places and it like will literally grow into a heart. So when you see like heart shaped pearls or star shaped pearls, they were naturally grown, but then they also like seed them where they like put like a grain of sand or something in there, and that's like where the calcium deposits, because like it is essentially a tonsil stone. It's like their body's trying to like get that out, yeah, like expel it and filter it out. But yeah, I was watching a fucking video of someone like seeding and scarring clams, and I was like, what the fuck, this is so pretty that like they are gorgeous.
Who was the first bitch scratching up on a clam?
They were probably eating it. They were probably like, ooh, they were probably eating that clam, spreading it open. Fishy odor, stinky.
What is, like, seriously, what is wrong with you?
I
don't know anymore.
Help.
I'm not going to get you help.
Wait, oh my God, wait. I'm in like a mode right now where I could probably cry on command.
Okay, then do it.
No, I did make tears in my eyes, but they didn't fall.
You'd be like, scene.
I need menthol. You need a menthol stick. Wait, I could. No, nah, I lost it. I wanted to talk about Rainy. What were you going to say?
Rainy Rodriguez.
Yes. Oh, I have her written down because like, that is another arc of my life that Was that shit crazy?
Oh, is it when you were like faking like you were obsessed with her?
No, it was like me and her were in a relationship. But okay, getting a block by Rainy Rodriguez in the moment felt so special. Like I was like, oh, she noticed me. Like what the fuck? Like she blocked me. This is so funny. Granted, what she blocked me over was it was a picture of me wearing I'm he's and her or wearing a shirt that said I'm him's or something like that. And I tweeted, like I edited it to say like I'm he's, I'm hers or whatever.
Yeah.
And I posted like it was us together and she just blocked me immediately. And I was like, okay, if that's grounds for blocking, we got to find, actually, I'm going to look it up and see if I can find it.
That is so funny.
But I can't find the fucking video. I can't find the picture. Sorry for the break, y'all. But it's somewhere out there in the internet etherscape.
I saw a clip from like OG YouTube. I've been getting a lot of those on my TikTok timeline right now of like old YouTube, like Bethany Moda, like era YouTube. And the shit we were watching to pass the time was actually fucking insane.
We can't make fun of the kids right now for watching Brain Rot because we were like, Skibidi is like, oh my god, Ermy Gerd. Like it's literally like, there will always be Brain Rot for children to consume.
The one I was watching is this one. I'm going to share it to you. And I wonder if it's going to make you crack up the way it made me crack up. Because I was like, girl, what the fuck is happening? Like, I never watched this video when I was younger. But I could have seen myself watching it. Also, this... What?
That looks fun as fuck.
I know. Actually. And if it's actually a workout, like, I want to do it.
It probably fucks your abs up and gives you big butt.
The perfect eye bat will look a little bit like this.
Wait, what is she teaching you how to be like candid?
She's teaching you how to flirt.
Oh my god!
She showing you how to eye bat.
Video just on fluttering your eyelashes because I feel like
girl, she fucking sucks. She flops.
You do eye bat.
Wait, they can't see.
Why are you like?
That was horrible. Oh my god.
Also, you look like you had something in your eye. You were like this. You were like.
I do it.
What, an eye bat?
Oh.
No.
No, why are you like?
Yes. Wait, hold on, get in front of
you. Okay.
Oh my god.
Give me a second, guys.
Oh, he has to crawl under the table. He has to crawl under the dining room table. Oh, did y'all hear my stomach?
Girl, you're hungry.
No, I'm about to shit everywhere because Kai's making me uncomfortable. Ew. How did you even learn you could do that?
I don't know.
You shouldn't have been doing that.
Wait. Kai, come back. Okay, now go back. Why are you crawling like that?
It's a low table. I have to.
Low table fade. Dude, my camera's all fucking greasy and nasty.
Because you're a greasy monster. Sorry, I call it how it is. That's my new vibe. That's my trend forecast.
Okay,
it's calling it
what
how
is
it
going on?
Your camera's switching through like lenses.
That was actually... What's going on? What? You know what I watched on YouTube? I don't even fucking know what I watched on YouTube.
When you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
I just watched family vlogs because my family was arguing and fighting so much.
What's that skeleton girl? She liked the baby dolls. She had the room.
The blonde girl?
No, she was... Yeah.
Texas?
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. She fucking
like... Like Grimmy or something like that? Grimy Grims?
No.
Greasy Grove?
Grimsley?
I don't fucking
Who's
know.
Who's Grimsley? I know who you're talking about, and I bet y'all know who we're talking about.
Yeah, leave it in the comments.
She was like loud, big blue eyes.
Yeah, she had the scary fucking blue eyes. Who was it? Do you know?
Graveyard Girl.
Yeah, it was Graveyard Girl. I watched her. I watched that girl who's really good at SFX makeup.
Yeah.
She was kind.
She did
the ginger
the
girl.
Raven,
she is so pretty.
When she did the Raven, or is that the X-Men girl, the blue one?
I want to see it.
Oh, she fucking tore that shit up. I loved her. I remember watching her videos in seventh grade science class, and it was post-sex ed. And then someone stole a little race car, and our teacher had a fucking meltdown conniption fit. She freaked the fuck out, bruh.
Have I told y'all about, like, this is the, like, most evil thing I did, but granted, I was literally, like, 12, and I was just an evil 12-year-old.
Oh, when I was 12, I knew better.
Oh, okay.
When I was 12, I knew better.
Oh, you must think you know the world then.
Yeah.
Well, when I was 12, I had no comprehension of, like, what OCD was and how, like, serious it was for some people. And I had a science teacher who was so fucking mean to me because I sucked at science, and she just thought I was really stupid. And she, her, like,
she was faking it.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
OCD is not real.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
It's not real.
Okay.
Just like depression and anxiety are fucking phony too. Just eat a fucking red steak and drink a glass of water and fix your fucking gut health. Tired.
but her like things were, she didn't want, she hated composition notebooks, like they really freaked her out, so you weren't allowed to come into that classroom with like composition notebooks.
I loved composition and notebooks, like with the cover.
I hated, like, I liked the ringed ones, so like she was with me on that. But she also hated cats, like cats really freaked her out, and like she didn't like pictures of cats, she didn't like talking about cats, like they really freaked her out for
you
some reason.
You drawing a picture of a cat?
No, listen, one time she gave me detention and I got so fucking mad because she called my parents and said that I was talking during class. So I took a composition notebook from my fucking house, I cut out a bunch of pictures of cats and I like filled the book with pictures of cats and covered the notebook, and I was walking past her room and I literally like bent over and like shot it under the door and ran down the stairs. And no, I literally heard her go, "What the? What? And like freaking out in the room. And then she was like asking all the classes. She was like, "Who? Like, who put that in here?" And then I just didn't look her in the eyes. I was like,
"It wasn't me.
Wasn't me." And I didn't even tell any of my friends about it too, because I was like, "I'm not getting caught for that. I already got detention like 3 times from this bitch. I'm not doing it again." The reason she gave me detention is because I got a 15% on a quiz and she called it out trying to like make me feel stupid in front of the class. And I literally looked at her and I was like, "I don't care. I guessed everything. So a 15% is actually really good for like," and I was like, "I didn't even read the question. So if you think about it, a 15% is actually so good." And then she was like, "You think that's funny to not take this class seriously?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And then she gave me detention.
She's up.
But I ate her ass up. I was like, "Bitch, I don't give a fuck about a 50%. Like, what? You think I give a fuck how deers are born? Like, I just want to look at them. I don't give a fuck about
deers
what they do.
Deers are born when the clouds rain, when their sunshine out."
I agree with that. That's what my grandma told me.
Abuela.
Abuela. I don't know my grandma's name, bro.
It's literally just Abuela.
That, her name is Abuela. That's it. Like, I don't know. I just don't think you need to know certain people's names. And your grandma is one of those people.
Literally.
Actually, I asked her if she had pictures of herself when she was younger. And she was like, "No." And she was like, "I didn't have a picture of myself until I was like maybe 56.
Do y'all know what
and
nugget?
I was like, "Literally, what the fuck are you talking about?"
That's lit.
Huh?
Do y'all know what nugget couches are?
No.
Do you know what they are?
No.
Okay, so they're these like really popular kids' toy right now. It's like a modular sofa for children, right? They're like foam lining.
It's IKEA furniture collector.
No, it literally is. And people like collect the fuck out of the colorways. It's literally like Supreme for like mothers and fathers. Yeah. And they collect them for their children. And you can big, they're really sick actually. You can build like really big forts out of them. And like you can, it, they're just like fun toys for like nourishment for children. Like they like become super mobile and like you can fall on them and it won't hurt. And they're kind of a fucking vibe. Well, there's some dark fucking lore behind nugget couches. So people were like looking in these mommy groups and someone got suggested this nugget couches after dark. And basically,
are there adults fucking on the nugget couches?
They make literal sex swings and like sex toys and like sex beds out of these nugget couches. And they never thought to think like, "Oh wait, my kid's play on these and now we do S at night with them." And it became like this huge fucking thing on TikTok and everybody was eating
so
these
nasty
parents up. And there were people like, there was like two sides. They were like defending it. And then there were families like, "Oh, like I just bought it for me and my wife. Like I just bought it for me and my husband. Our kids don't even touch it." There were videos of their kids playing on it. So they were literally lying. But like Madeline and Steven just got one. They had no idea about the Nugget lore. So I put them on and they posted an unboxing of it. And all of the comments were like, I don't think they know about the lore of the Nugget couch. And it was just cracking me the fuck up.
Stop. Oh, also, like, can y'all keep some shit to your fucking self? Like, I don't want to know where you're fucking in your fucking house. Like, yeah. Damn. Like,
that's like so me and Inya, Inya's bed on the couch, on this kitchen chair. Counter, on this chair. And y'all sat in it. And that's the craziest thing. If y'all came to the LA show, y'all sat in this chair where we did S, and it was crazy. And Kai joined, and
that's
Kai
why
joined.
It's so dirty.
I joined for a second. I was only involved for like
cleaning up.
Yeah, I was hosing it down.
Ew. What was that bit?
The tarp.
Ew. Oh, yeah,
my job was to put down the tarp.
Ew. Yeah. Kai's the tarp guy for me and Drew.
And I don't mind it. I actually like it.
He loves it.
I like doing acts of service for
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's your thing. Yeah. That's always your thing.
Speaking of acts of service, challengers, eh?
We haven't seen it.
Like, I haven't seen it yet, but I wanted to kind of rehash the conversation we were having because we didn't have it for the public. That trailer
was ass.
Doo-doo, caca, garbage, shit. And when Zendaya was in that interview being like, it's just like a movie you have to see three times. I was like, bitch, you're lucky if I go once because that shit looks fucking horrible. It looks horrible, terrible. And then everybody that I've spoken to except for two people were like, that was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I know. I really was, because even when Conan was here and he was like, oh, I'm gonna go to a screening for it, I was like, I don't think that movie's gonna be good because the trailer was so fucking
stinky. It was rank. It was horrible. But I always held out a little bit of faith because Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross would not say yes to a shitty movie.
Also, I have liked all of Luca's movies.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, there's probably something here, but everybody saw it. Kai saw it, was fucking raving boots about it.
I was like live texting you.
Yeah, Kai was live texting me in the theater.
It was a horny fucking movie. Okay, well, it's a special movie.
Remember when James Charles tweeted some shit about it and then everybody Finn and everybody from the cast was like, why the fuck are you
get
on
off your fucking phone, loser. But yeah, that brings me to my next point. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are the greatest of all time. Period. Hey, we just wanted to insert something really, really quick. We didn't see Challengers before we spoke on it, and just like a book, don't judge it by the trailer because that shit was fucking lit, y'all.
Yeah, that movie was so good. And my walk away, because I had such big things to say about the trailer, is I think the trailer was done purposefully with the intent to get the average person to watch it and be like, cool, sport movie, wrong,
gay
horny
agenda.
Gay.
Bisexual agenda.
I'm about to walk away from them and be like, this is a gay.
They were brothers fighting over a girl.
And they were brothers. Okay, I need all three of them. Fuck.
Right now.
That movie was so good. Also, the score of the movie was so good. The movie itself was so good. Everybody ate that fucking role up. Like, every person who was acting.
And you know it's good because, like, we popped in here the day before the episode goes live to set the record straight because, like, that was one of the better movies I've seen.
Also, I feel like we're both pieces of shit in a way. Like, if we already think something's going to be bad, we have a hard time getting our opinion changed because, like, especially because some of the people who were like, no, it's so good, I was like, You would think that. So I went in being like, there's no way this movie's going to change me. I was like, my jaw was dropped and I cried.
Yeah, we were gooped and gagged. Me and Ninya had to go to the restaurant or the restroom at some point, and I had to adjust my boner before getting.
Oh my God.
It was good. Go watch it.
Are you okay?
No, I literally. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
That was fucking scary.
The Neuralink like shifted.
No, like brain. They were like popping.
Fell down your spine.
It was literally popping inside of my brain.
Yeah, it's literally slipping down your spine and like zapping every like memory. But yeah, I do want to watch the movie now because everybody says it's good and I thought it was going to be bad. I just remembered also when I saw Bones and all, I have like audio messages, I think on my other phone, me and Orion were watching it and we were cracking the fuck up at like.
Is that a movie about penises? Scene. All of the penises,
bones and all. Oh, okay. I get it. Should we talk about clam? Oh.
About y'all need to fucking stop. Y'all are disgusting.
Wait, why were you laughing during Bones and All?
This is like if y'all haven't seen Bones and All, fucking
it's been 3 years.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Like, but no, the scene where like they're like eating each other, me and Ryan were crying because we were like, oh my god, this is like so sweet. But we were cracking the fuck up at like the camera just panning away. It's like no, like them like off camera, and like you're supposed to just insinuate that like she's eating him, and we were cracking up because I was like, it was that scene, and then there was like another scene that was just making me laugh so hard. But I really do like that movie. That movie is like kitschy, like campy to me. That's like a fun movie.
To love is to die.
You need to read a book soon. Like soon.
To love is to die because you give yourself to another person.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they had it
before is gone.
Okay. I was talking to somebody the other day who hadn't seen Call Me by Your Name, and it actually like floored me.
That
I was like, how have you not seen that movie?
That literally
you're actually you might just be a little homophobic if you haven't seen that movie. Like at this point, come on.
I went to fucking go see Brokeback Mountain in the theater because I thought it was a Western and it was just two dudes fucking the whole time.
I actually still haven't seen Brokeback Mountain. I think that's the only gay movie I haven't seen.
The outcry and the backlash that movie received in its peak was absolutely insane. Yeah. Like, I understand because we just weren't there culturally yet and we weren't ready for it. And that was a very big stepping stone. But that movie is good as fuck, and that is not a hot take at all, but like that's a good fucking movie.
I like I've seen literally every other movie that is gay. That reminds me.
Carol.
It's like, you know the movie so I was like, show it to me, please, Rachel. Rachel. And it was like when somebody mentions like
you in 2023
a homoerotic movie like about like friends, and it was like, please show it to me. Dude. Please show it to me, Rachel, please.
Yo, Enya was logged into my HBO account and she would use the list feature, and literally every single movie on the list feature was like LGBT, like lesbian love, like girl on girl, like it was every single one. Like it was crazy. And she's a vibe.
Well, I really want to rewatch Portrait of a Lady.
That movie was horrifyingly sad.
It's so good.
All me, you, and Orion just sobbing together after watching that.
I know. I think I was supposed to go to Miami the next day, and I stayed up extra late to like watch it, and I was sobbing. But I want to watch it again. The number on the painting, the number means so much.
I'm literally, Kai, have so you seen good. It?
I haven't, but oh I'm my writing God. It down right
you
now,
need of course. To watch
I'm
it.
Adding it you to my list.
It's so freaking good, bro. It is absolute yearning to the max. Well, it's yearning maximalism.
Once I finish reading My Year of Rest and Relaxation, I'll watch this.
I don't think
I'll
ever finish that book, bro.
Yorgos Lanthimos, My Year in Rest and Relaxation.
Is that real?
Yes.
Is
it's Damn. Real. And we got some insider tea yesterday that I will not be sharing. But like, from what it went from to what it is now, I'm kind of sad. But it'll still be good.
Yeah, I'm like please, I feel like please. Adapting books into movies is really hard, especially when the book is like loved. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's a random-ass book no bitch has heard of, it's like, Dune, who gives a fuck?
Are you saying no one heard of Dune?
But, like, who the fuck, like, in our life, in our circle, read through Dune? That's what I mean. It's like, I've never met somebody, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm reading this right now, and they're like, I just read Dune. Like, I just finished Dune. I've never met a human who's finished Dune, the book.
Hell no. Isn't there, like, 20 books?
Yeah.
And they're each a million pages?
There's, like, 100 books. And then the son, after the original writer died, like wrote like 13 that got included for some reason. And they're fucking horrible.
They're ass.
There's like 4 good books.
That's why I don't believe in family legacy. Like, just because somebody in your family did some good shit does not need like mean you need to pick it up.
Ooh.
Like, you don't need to pick it up. Like, leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Do y'all want to see the books that I ordered last night or yesterday? Because when I was driving home after the gym, I was like, horrifyingly sad. And I was like, oh my God, no, I need to fix this. I need to fix this. I need to get like books. I need to read. I need to like feel comfortable.
Did you get happy books? I don't think I've ever read a happy book in my goddamn life. I've never read a book that made me go, wow, life is beautiful. It's like, actually, no, that's a lie. Some of them are really beautiful, but it's like by somebody who like died from like OD.
I did not get happy books.
What books?
I got The Idiot. I got The Metamorphosis. I got No Longer Human. And then I got the Tibetan Book of the Dead. But the only reason I got this one was because also, I mean, it's super sick. Like, I'm pretty sure it's about like reincarnation and shit. And I need that. But also it's the book in Enter the Void. And I found one with the exact same cover for $43. When I was looking for it, like for the past like 5 years, they were like $800 for like this cover of the book. So I am so excited.
That's like when I really wanted my Fran Lebowitz first editions. And then like a month I was looking at them and they were like $50. And I was like, dude, I don't want to spend $50. And then it got republished into like the big book of all her books. And then all of the first editions were like $500. And then finally they went back down and I bought them. And then I realized, like, I love Fran Lebowitz. She's so interesting and she's really funny to me, but I don't think I like her writing style. Mm-hmm. Like, but she eats down. Like, I love Fran Lebowitz. Not that I even have to say that, because that bitch doesn't fucking have a phone. So she's not going to fucking see this. But I love Fran, but she's not my bae. My bae is Cookie Mueller. That's my bae.
And Drew Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
You've seemed loose and, like,
loose
like for the streets kind of, so you're not my bae right now.
Well, I figured out my sexuality, guys.
What is it?
Isn't this exciting? It's sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual.
Yeah, I'm sapiosexual. I'm attracted to intellect.
Oh, don't you have
so
to have that
to me?
Yeah.
Don't you have to have that to recognize it in other people though?
No, you don't need it.
God, you shouldn't be saying that publicly.
Why?
It's like not cool.
What's not cool?
Never mind, man.
Okay.
Supposed to like girls.
Yeah, I guess
that's
you're
like
right.
Kind of the at least that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's the rule.
That's just kind of what I've like heard through the grapevine. Is like
boys
supposed
like
to like
girls
and girls
like
boys.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve. More like Adam, Steve, and Eve. Polyamory, babe. Oh, see, it landed now. I did it in Josiah's video, and Josiah and Inyo were like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Because that was after he said a bunch of weird, like, random things. Like, we put the camera in his hand for 1 second, and he just started, like, spit firing at us. And we were like, where is all of this coming from? Like, we haven't said anything to you. But you, me, and Josie are literally Adam, Eve, and Steve.
Yeah, literally.
You're Steve, though.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
And what's his name?
No, I'm Adam. Josiah is Steve.
I guess, yeah, because that's our side hoe.
And
yeah.
I'm God. I'm the omnipresent.
Like. No, you're the fucking rib that was taken out of whatever.
The rib.
I'm the snake.
Yeah. You're the apple.
Because I'm
Wait,
sweet.
Wait, if we take a bite out of you, Kai,
it would be sweet. Mm-hmm. But it would also
be like,
you're the sin.
All right.
The last thing I want to talk about is the Blue Man Group.
Yes.
What the fuck? Literally, what the fuck, y'all? Have y'all ever like actually like looked into that? Like,
dude, that group is literally the exact definition of like what goes through a man's head when he starts losing his hair and he doesn't have self acceptance. Like, that is the perfect interpretation of
in bald caps. They're all in bald.
Wait,
caps.
I thought they were actually bald,
and they're painted blue in like oil paint, and then they play like paint drums, like. The most insane shit ever. And there's not just one group of them. It's like a cult. There's like 40 of them. Then there's like 10 separate Blue Man groups. And they have like shows all across the world.
Yeah, there's Kevin Abstract. There's Matt Champion. There's Joba.
This is the craziest Blue Man group.
Did you hear that in the end?
What happened?
Oh, I was like, there's Kevin Abstract. There's Matt Champion.
Joba.
This
is the craziest Blue Man group.
Supersonic.
I hate this for gag passes.
Like glow paint everywhere.
This is an edit.
The cutaway to the reactions.
Say deadass thought.
I hate that, like, like, okay, first of all, this is my bone to pick, and this is the last thing I'll say in the episode. They need to go back to crazy editing in RuPaul's Drag Race. They used to literally destroy the girls on that fucking show, and the editing would literally, like, shift your, like, view of them. Well, yeah, it would, like, change your perspective of the whole show.
It's all about perspective.
He has said that 8 times this week. I'm not kidding.
It actually might be all about perspective.
Like, how are you shocked every time you say it?
I just came up with that.
No.
You would be shocked, too, if you came up with something so fucking great.
I come up with great things so often that I'm not shocked by it anymore. I've become so jaded by
name
my
one great thing.
Name one great thing that you came in up general.
With, that you came up with.
Love. You mean love? Yeah.
That was you.
I taught you guys love.
Wait, literally us in the Big Brother. What was the Kevin Abstract thing? Baby Brother?
Peach?
In the video, me talking in the front of the...
Is that Peach?
I don't fucking know. Is it Baby Boy?
I don't know. Oh, where you're like
baby boy,
talking about how you love each other? That was so sweet. I actually only saw that a year ago.
Really?
Up on TikTok.
Oh, reposted it?
No, I think like a fan posted it.
Oh.
It is Peach. I think.
Baby boy. No, it's baby not. Boy.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you did show me platonic love.
Need to go back to... Love you.
Love my queen. My beautiful queen.
Thank you.
Wait.
You're the best boyfriend I've ever had.
Fuck. I can't do it. I can't flirt.
That's okay.
I just have aura. Everyone's just attracted to my aura. I'm dead serious.
I wonder how many people have been attracted to you and talked to you and been like,
like literally every single person ever. I'm not kidding.
But they need to go back to shady editing in RuPaul's Drag Race, and that's it. And like, also stop being amazed by things like the detox thing, because that is not
or good. Start being amazed by that shit, because I'm tired of like, we need trashy broke queens. I'm sorry, we don't need like these put together $60,000 fucking loan budget queens. Like, no.
Loan budget queen.
We need to go back to Blue Man Group. I'm sorry. Because I saw a video of them in San Antonio, Texas on this fucking raft that they built. Pissed me the fuck off. Like, I literally... Also, I saw another clip of them. I went on a deep dive, y'all. I would love to speak to them. I would love to talk to them. But I think they are mute.
I feel like you would also find that they're like the most like... boring guys ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they definitely are like, yeah, like I take my kids to school in the morning and then I answer some emails.
I think I might
and
have
then
liked
I clean
it.
The house. Like, I feel like they don't do much. They definitely also have they have to have side jobs. There's no way their main income is the Blue Man.
I mean, the main four are like literally like 365 days out of the year playing in Las Vegas. Like, if they're getting...
Who is going to that show? Actually, if I saw a poster for it, I would go, because my biggest regret in my life is when I was in Portugal. I was in Spain in a random town on Mallorca, and there was a poster for a Michael Jackson impersonator that I wanted to go to.
Why
so bad? But we were like an hour away from our Airbnb, and I was like, dude, I can't do that sober. Like, that will, like, I need to be drunk at a Michael Jackson impersonator. Like, there's just certain things you can't do sober, and some would disagree, but okay, suck my balls from the back. I don't care. I need to be cross-faded as fuck watching this man live out his Michael Jackson dreams. So I couldn't see it. And I'm not kidding. It's actually crazy how often I think about that poster. I remember the temperature. I remember exactly what I had just come back from the bathroom from the random restaurant that he was gonna be performing at, and I was looking around and I was like, look at all these families who are gonna get to see Michael Jackson, and I'm not. So I understand the Blue Man Group thing.
Sorry, I'm like literally freaking the fuck out. I can't find this goddamn video.
You made that up. You fell asleep watching their like shit. They had a dream they were on a raft in Texas.
It was New Braunfels Festival, and someone did like the Up House, and I was like, oh, that's lit. Then the Blue Man Group came out, unless I'm literally making this up, and like, that would freak me out, y'all.
I think you'll find it.
Give me a second.
You just watched so many TikToks, it's not like you could go to your TikTok history.
Oh wait, I literally could. Hold on, let me see if this works.
They need to add a search feature to the TikTok history, because like, scrolling through is too much.
Yeah.
Because also then it freaks me out. I'm like, I don't even remember seeing half this shit.
It's so fucked up. Can't wait. What just happened?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm gonna watch the video of the lady getting attacked by the horse again.
It's that.
Look at my watch history. I'm not kidding. It's all Blue Man Group shit. Like, I'm not even fucking playing.
Okay, the man riding the horse told that bitch to do that. Like, why did the horse do that? The lady, like, because the whole thing with the horses in fucking London or wherever the hell that is like, everybody always knows you're supposed to stay away from the horses and be far away. She was standing exactly where she should have been, so she had no reason to get fucking bit up like that.
That horse was not feeling it that day.
Aw, it's kind of sad. This is someone's grandma. She was so happy.
I know, she literally just wanted a picture. Have you seen the one where, like, the, like, armed guards just, like, scream in people's faces? It'll
Next
be like
time
a child.
One of y'all come up to me for a picture, I'm going to bite your sleeve and drag you to the floor with my
It'll
mouth.
Be like a child that's, like, in the way of their walking path, and they'll just fucking check the shit out of them and throw them to the side like garbage.
Like, what?
Y'all didn't get my reference, but I was humming to the sound of the refrigerator. How did I watch this many fucking videos, bro? Was it up here?
Okay, Drew, I'm actually about to shit myself. So we need to go.
Whatever. Y'all find it if you want it. I'm not fucking looking for it anymore. Y'all are, like, pissing me off.
Okay, well, media of the week is... I don't want to tell you.
Pet Shop Boys. What song were we listening to yesterday?
West End Girls or Dominoes?
Dominoes. I love Dominoes. Or I also love West End Girls. West End Girls. You can drive my fast car.
I want a fast car. It's crazy what TikTok does, because I can never listen to that song and not think of the blonde girl with the hat on. Like,
it's forever. I was literally just about to say that. I'm going to find that one. Casanova 70 by Air.
Say yes to heaven.
Hey.
Say yes, I got my eyes on you.
Through the fire. Wait, that sounded actually like really good. Mm. What was I going to look up? Oh, yeah. Look, this is what I looked up.
Your proportions look insane.
I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. She tore. Just a little bit of
money. It's a weird clip from Boys Don't Cry.
A little bit of money.
A lot of y'all won't get my reference. Silver Dagger by Joan Baez. Just for a moment, Ronnie Wood and Ronnie Lane. You Go Where I Go, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. Fuck, there was a song that I heard yesterday on my Discover Weekly before it, like, renewed. And it was a song you would have liked because it was really sweet. And it was, like, about, like, an uncle and a niece. But I'm assuming, like, the song was insinuating that, like, the daughter didn't have a father figure. So the uncle was, like, trying to be that for her. But it was really cute. And I'm going to find it because it made me think of you and Luna.
Aww.
It was really sweet.
I love my Luna girl.
All right. Well,
they know about it. We should do that at the end of every episode. Now we're gonna start singing songs that we like. They know about it. They know about it.
What song is that?
I don't know. Black Beatles in the city. Say it ridiculously. It's coming looking at me.
All right, bye guys.
Oh, y'all really thought that I forgot PSYOP. I did. Throw me to the wolves and I'll come back pregnant. Shout out Sarah.
That's a good one. To be fair, Drew said it off camera and we all laughed, so.
This is a tweet from the Joey Davis. Propaganda? how about I take a propaganda at your boobs?
I don't like that one.
I always hate how quiet it gets in between. I'm tired of people asking me if I'm an introvert or an extrovert. Bitch, I'm a pervert.
That's me. What? Me saying that's me. We need more girl perverts.
Dead silent.
I'm a girl pervert.
Yo, I've been like losing. Like, I haven't been collecting memes for my, like, private meme account in so long. And I've just, like, been trying to, like, get my algorithms back into showing me memes so I have more content to just post to the...
But you're watching Blue 23... Man Group for 30 minutes?
Yeah, to post to the 23 followers that are actually active on that account. I just realized y'all send me, like, literally thousands of memes a day into my emails. And I'm going to start sourcing them there. Adriana said... Don't you love when your coochie hairs poke through your undies and it feels like a little hedgehog?
Okay, this one is for my girl and she knows who she is. I can't stand a moody man. What is your problem now, girl?
I'll find one more. I love this picture. Atlanta, Mr. Beast. This is from Ruby. I thought my homegirl was cooking fish. She in the living room doing squats. That's that. That's that.
All right. Bye.
Bye for real now.